Across the country, zoos are having a hard time paying for their animals' proper upkeep. One of them is the zoo in Fresno, California. Things have gotten so bad it could lose its accreditation, and that means it could lose most of its large animals. But as Tamara Keith reports from member station KQED, the Fresno Zoo has found a small but determined benefactor.
The plight of Fresno's Chaffee Zoo started getting widespread attention in December when a fourth grader named Angel Ariano sent a letter to the editorial page of the local newspaper.
Dear Fresno Bee, my name is Angel and I am 9. I heard that the Chaffee Zoo is having money problems.
Along with her letter, Angel sent a dollar bill.
I think that if everybody in Fresno gave a dollar to the Chaffee Zoo, it'd help a lot. Here's my dollar.
And that $1 turned to thousands as kids and adults from Fresno and beyond started sending in donations. Angel's efforts recently captured the attention of Ellen DeGeneres, who invited the straight-A student to appear on her nationally syndicated talk show.
Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Your name fits you. You are an angel.
Thank you.
It's amazing that what you've done. So you like animals.
Every day, more checks roll into the zoo from all over the country. Some are small, just a few dollars. Others are for $10,000 or $15,000. So far, Angel's dollars have paid to fix a broken door in the giraffe barn. And thanks to Angel, the zoo is starting two other major projects, fixing an unstable bridge in the popular rainforest exhibit and resurfacing the seal pool to make it safe for the seals and the zookeepers who care for them. Still, many problems remain. The 75-year-old zoo has a failing sewer system, cracked sidewalks, and outdated exhibits, with small cages and displays that hardly resemble the animals' natural habitat. Because of that, the zoo has already had to give up some of its large animals. Dale Thompson is the zoo's curator of animals.
We haven't had gorillas, polar bears, rhinos, Kodiaks, and things like that. It's been 10 years or longer that we used to have big, nice animals here, but they were in very small exhibits. Typical old school, like zoos 20, 30 years ago.
Zoo officials would love to expand their exhibits and transform the zoo into a modern park, but at this point, they're simply concerned with survival. Shelley Morrison is the zoo administrator. She says the money flooding in from the community, more than $200,000 so far, is great, but it's not nearly enough.
Well, I am very overwhelmed at what the community has done. But on the other hand, it's only a beginning. You know, our list is over $3 million. And there needs to be a long, continued funding source so that we don't get in this condition again.
Each year, the city gives the zoo $1.2 million. The rest is supposed to come from ticket sales and concessions. But year after year, the zoo has come up short. The Chaffee Zoo's accreditation is up for renewal from the American Zoo and Aquarium Association, the AZA. Fresno officials say that in its current condition, their zoo likely isn't up to code. And in this time of budget shortfalls, other publicly funded zoos are experiencing similar problems. Jane Ballantyne with the AZA says Fresno is the only one lucky enough to have an angel.
I know that a lot of other zoos wish there were people like that who would step up and say, hey, let's go do this and get folks to rally around them. I think she's an incredible girl.
Angel Ariano says that when she started, she only hoped to raise a few dollars. Now she says her goal is $3 million, or whatever it takes, to save her hometown zoo. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.